Greetings, colleagues. Welcome to the For Legal English podcast, the go-to resource for ESL lawyers and law students worldwide. In today's episode, we're diving into a crucial aspect of legal practice that's often underestimated: editing and proofreading. Imagine this. You've worked tirelessly on a legal document, but a single error could cost you a client or a case. Legal writing is a precise art, and the power to perfect it lies in your hands. We're unraveling the secrets of legal editing and proofreading, from common mistakes that can lead to legal pitfalls to expert techniques that ensure your documents are airtight. Whether you're an attorney navigating your first case or a law student striving for excellence, this episode is your guide to sharpening your legal English writing skills. Stick around for practical tips. Join us as we explore perfecting legal writing, vital editing and proofreading tips. It's time to elevate your legal writing to the next level. The For Legal English podcast is now in session. Welcome to the For Legal English podcast. This is the show for lawyers, law students, and other professionals from all over the world who want to improve both their legal English and legal knowledge. In this podcast, we discuss different legal topics, such as law in the news, law in practice, legal writing, legal movies, and other issues. This podcast does not constitute legal advice. If you need legal advice, consult an attorney. You can check out our blog articles, available courses, and the show notes for this episode on our website. That's four is in the number four, legalenglish, no spaces or dashes, .com. forlegalenglish.com. I'm Timothy Barrett, your host. I'm a former practicing attorney from the United States, more recently a law professor in Tbilisi, Georgia, and currently an author and podcast host, among other things. Legal writing is the lifeblood of our profession. Whether you're drafting a contract, a legal brief, or even an email to a client, the clarity, precision, and professionalism of your writing can make or break a case. This is true for every lawyer, no matter what your language. But when you're working in a language that's not your native language, then of course there are unique challenges. Not only do you have to master the complex world of legal concepts, but you also have to do it in a language that's not your mother tongue. It's a double task, and that's why I'm here to help you navigate it. But let's face it, legal documents can be daunting. They are filled with legal jargon, specific terminology, and intricate syntax. And that's why effective editing and proofreading are our allies in achieving crystal clear communication. In this episode, we're going to demystify the art of legal editing and proofreading. We'll cover common mistakes that can lead to legal landmines, and you'll gain access to expert techniques that will ensure your documents are impeccable. So whether you're a seasoned attorney looking to sharpen your skills or a law student embarking on your legal journey, this episode is your guide to elevating your legal English writing game. It's time to perfect your legal documents and set a new standard of excellence in your legal practice. But before we begin, don't forget to subscribe to the For Legal English podcast to get the latest episodes directly to your device. If you want to master your legal English even further, explore online courses and resources at forlegalenglish.com. That's four is in the number four, legalenglish, no spaces or dashes, .com. Let's embark on this journey of perfecting legal writing together. Without further ado, let's get started. The significance of editing and proofreading. In this section, we're going to explore why editing and proofreading are not just optional in the legal world, they're absolutely critical. You see, whether you're drafting a contract, a legal brief, or even a simple letter to a client, these documents aren't mere words on paper. They're the building blocks of your client's rights, the basis of your case, and the bedrock of your professional reputation. So why is accuracy in legal documents crucial? To put it simply, legal documents are binding contracts, and every word carries the weight of the law. A misplaced comma, a misunderstood term, or a grammatical error can alter the meaning of a clause, jeopardizing your client's interests and potentially leading to costly legal disputes. Let's consider an example. Imagine drafting a contract where the word must was mistakenly used instead of may. Must implies a legal obligation, while may offers a choice. Such a small oversight can lead to a contractual obligation that a party never intended to take on, and this can have serious legal consequences. This is why the accuracy and precision of language in legal documents are paramount. But it's not just about avoiding costly litigation. Legal documents also serve as tools of communication between parties. A well-crafted document conveys professionalism, trustworthiness, and competence. On the other hand, a document riddled with errors can harm your credibility as an attorney. Your client's confidence in your abilities may wane, and your professional reputation can suffer. That's where editing and proofreading come into play. These are the processes that transform a rough draft into a masterpiece. When you meticulously review and polish your writing, you ensure that every word serves its intended purpose, that there are no ambiguities, and that your document mirrors the professionalism that your clients deserve. This brings us to the next point. Why should global lawyers and law students pay special attention to this? Well, if English isn't your native language, there's an added layer of complexity. You not only need to understand the legal concepts, but also convey them accurately in a foreign language. Editing and proofreading become your invaluable allies in this journey. Think of editing as a detective's magnifying glass. It helps you spot inconsistencies and inaccuracies. Proofreading, on the other hand, is like the final polishing on a gem, ensuring it shines brilliantly. Together, they bridge the gap between your legal knowledge and your ability to articulate it clearly. So whether you're drafting a contract that could shape a business's future or preparing a brief that will sway a court's decision, the significance of editing and proofreading cannot be overstated. They are your guardians of clarity, precision, and professionalism. In the upcoming sections, we'll dive deeper into the practical techniques that can transform your writing into a powerful legal tool. From correcting grammar to ensuring consistency, we'll cover it all. Editing and proofreading. These are the keys to unlock the true power of your legal writing. Are you ready to discover their secrets? Now that we understand the significance of editing and proofreading in legal writing, it's time to dive into the how of it all. This section is all about preparing to edit and proofread effectively. One of the most common misconceptions about editing and proofreading is that they are just about checking for typos. Well, they're that, but also so much more. They're about ensuring clarity, precision, and the absence of mistakes or legal landmines. But to achieve this, you need a structured approach. Why is structure so important? Picture it this way. Imagine you're setting off on a road trip without a map, GPS, or any plan whatsoever. You're bound to get lost or miss out on some beautiful sights. Similarly, without a structured approach, your editing and proofreading journey might leave you lost in a labyrinth of words or cause you to overlook critical issues. So our first piece of advice is to define a clear process. Think of it as your roadmap. Know where you're going and how you're going to get there. This involves setting objectives for your editing and proofreading session. What do you want to achieve? Are you looking for grammatical errors, ambiguities in legal terms, inconsistencies in formatting, clarity of expression, or all of the above? Being clear about your objectives will help you focus your efforts effectively. But a structured approach also involves creating the right environment. Just like you wouldn't take your road trip in a noisy, chaotic car, you shouldn't edit and proofread in a distracting setting. Find a quiet space, free from interruptions, and gather your materials. The document you're editing, any style guides or references you might need, in a clear, fresh mind. Environment matters, and it's not just about your physical space. We're talking about the mental space too. Effective editing and proofreading require focus, so clear your mind, stay alert, and dedicate your full attention to the task at hand. Think of it as entering legal argument. You wouldn't wander into a court without preparation, right? Editing and proofreading are your legal arguments on paper, and they need the same level of preparation and attention to detail. Before we move on to the nitty-gritty of editing techniques, let's get our tools and our minds sharpened. In this next section, we'll dive into practical strategies for spotting errors, improving clarity, and ensuring professionalism. These are the techniques that will elevate your editing and proofreading game. Editing and proofreading aren't just about making corrections. They're about transforming your writing into a powerful legal tool. Are you prepared to take the first steps? common legal writing mistakes. We're now diving into the specifics of editing and proofreading. In this section, we'll explore some of the most common legal writing mistakes made by ESL lawyers, understand why they matter, and see real-world examples. Legal writing is precise, and precision is vital. Our goal as lawyers, especially when we're working across language barriers, is to ensure that our documents leave no room for misinterpretation. Let's start with a classic issue, wordiness. Wordiness plagues many legal documents. It involves using too many words to convey a simple message. Now, you might wonder, why is this an issue? Well, verbosity can cloud your message, making it harder for readers to grasp the core points of your arguments. It can also lead to confusion or ambiguity. Here's an example. Imagine you find this sentence in a contract. The undersigned party of the first part hereby agrees to the conveyance of a sum of money to the party of the second part. Now that's a mouthful, but could we say party A agrees to pay party B? Moving on, let's talk about run-on sentences. These are sentences that go on and on without clear breaks or punctuation. They're a problem because they can overwhelm the reader and blur your intended meaning. Take this example. The defendant claimed that he was at the scene of the crime at the time of the incident, but his alibi was not accepted by the jury and he was subsequently found guilty. That's a marathon sentence. Instead, we could break it into two or even more concise sentences. Another pitfall is ambiguous pronoun references. In legal writing, clarity is key. When you use pronouns like it, they, or this, it should be crystal clear what they are referring to. Ambiguous pronouns can create confusion and weaken your argument. For example, the defendant presented his case and they argued convincingly. Who are they? In this context, they should refer to the defendant, but it's unclear. Next up, misplaced modifiers. These are words or phrases that are positioned in a way that creates confusion about what they modify. This can lead to unintended meanings or comedic outcomes in some cases. But in legal documents, it's no laughing matter. Consider this. He found the missing documents looking in the basement. Now, it sounds like missing documents were doing the looking. We could clarify by saying, looking in the basement, comma, he found the missing documents. Finally, we'll touch on inconsistent terminology. Using different words or phrases for the same thing can sow confusion. Consistency is essential for clarity. Now, normally in writing, especially in English, we like to change up our words. We like to use synonyms. However, not so much in legal writing, because when you use similar but not the same words, it makes the people reading it a little bit confused. Do you mean the same thing? If you do, why didn't you use the same word? So it's very important in legal writing that if you're using terms, you're using them consistently. Don't change it up for the sake of changing it up. In a contract, for instance, we might refer to party A, but later switch it to the first party. It's essential to stick to the one term. Understanding these common mistakes is the first step in improving your legal writing. In the next section, we'll explore practical strategies to spot and fix these issues. Remember, editing and proofreading aren't just about making corrections. They're about transforming your writing into a powerful legal tool. If you're enjoying today's episode, please subscribe, give us 5 stars, and a review. Go to the website 4 Legal English, no spaces or dashes, .com, 4LegalEnglish.com. Check out our blog articles, available courses, and the show notes for this episode. And please comment. It's a great way to practice and improve your legal English skills. If you're looking to improve your legal English skills, consider the conversational course. This course involves one-on-one tutoring, tailor-made towards your goals and considering your level. This is a great way to kick up your legal English skills. For more information about this exciting course, check out the website. Techniques for effective editing. Now that we've covered the common writing mistakes, it's time to roll up your sleeves and dive into the process of effective editing. Editing is where we take our legal document from good to great. It's where we refine and polish our work to ensure it's clear, concise, and precise. But where do we start? Editing can seem like a daunting task, especially if you've just drafted a lengthy contract, memorandum, or legal brief. So let's break it down into a step-by-step process. Step 1, the initial read-through. Start by reading your document from start to finish. This helps you get a sense of the overall structure and flow. Look out for these common mistakes we discussed earlier, like wordiness or run-on sentences. When you spot them, mark them for revision. One thing I always encourage my students to do when you're going through this read-through, think of it like you have that angel and devil on your shoulder, and think about what will the devil say, or what would the opposing counsel say? What would the judge say? Imagine if someone didn't want to accept your argument. They had trouble with what you're saying. How would they make an argument about it? What could they do to detract from your argument? For instance, are you making a claim, but then not providing any proof or evidence to back it up? What could the other side say that makes your argument, your writing, look weak? Or what questions would they have? Maybe you say something, but, you know, gee, I could imagine my client or somebody else not understanding what I meant. Maybe I need to explain this further. Or maybe you're spending too much time explaining it and they're saying, come on, move it along, counselor. You know, why are you harping on this issue? Let's get to the next one. This is an easy issue. So think about what the other side might say if they're trying to detract from your writing. Step 2, organization and structure. Your legal document should follow a clear and logical structure. For contracts, this might mean starting with definitions and then moving to substantive clauses. For a legal brief, you typically begin with an introduction and proceed to your legal arguments. Confirm that your document follows the structure and reorder sections if necessary. Sometimes you might find a section that you thought would be kind of small turns out to be much bigger, and so maybe it needs to be reorganized. Or the opposite. You thought this would be a big section, but it turns out it's kind of small. Maybe you should tuck it in into a different section instead of being by itself. Step 3, coherence. Coherence is about making sure your document flows smoothly. This involves checking that your sentences and paragraphs connect logically. Transitions between sections are vital. It's like creating a roadmap for your reader, guiding them through your document with ease. Step 4, clarity and conciseness. Here's where we trim the fat. Check for any words, phrases, or sentences that don't contribute to the clarity of your document. Your goal is precision and conciseness. Say what needs to be said, but don't overcomplicate things. Step 5, legal terminology. In legal writing, specific terminology is crucial. Ensure that you use the correct legal English terms and phrases. You can't risk ambiguity when you mean shall instead of may or plaintiff instead of complainant. Effective editing is about making your document an efficient and precise legal tool. When you follow these steps and systematically approach your document, you'll ensure it's clear, concise, and on point. In the next section, we'll dive into the nitty-gritty of proofreading to catch those sneaky typos, grammar errors, and punctuation mishaps. Mastering proofreading skills. Welcome back to the For Legal English podcast. In our previous section, we explored the art of editing, which is the first essential step in refining your legal documents. But editing is only one part of the equation. Now, it's time to delve into the equally critical part of proofreading. Editing versus proofreading, what's the difference? First things first, let's clarify the difference between editing and proofreading. Editing is all about improving your document's content, structure, and organization. It's focused on the big picture. Proofreading, on the other hand, is the final fine-toothed comb examination. It's where you catch those tiny errors like typos, grammatical mishaps, and punctuation missteps. It's all about perfection. To master proofreading, adopt a methodical approach. Don't rush it. Here's a step-by-step guide. 1. A fresh set of eyes. It's challenging to proofread your work immediately after editing. Your mind knows what you intended to write, so it can easily overlook errors. Give it some time. A fresh perspective is crucial. How much time? It kind of depends on how long the text is. The longer it is, I would say the more time you need. If it's something like an email, it might be close your eyes or look at, you know, across the room for half a minute, you know, get a sip of water, something like that, and then look at the email again. But of course, if it's a longer document, maybe, you know, take a little bit of a walk, go get a new drink or go to the bathroom or just walk around the floor or maybe go to lunch, work on another project for an hour or two, and then come back to this writing. And when you do, since some time has passed, you'll have a fresh set of eyes. And you might notice mistakes that you would have otherwise missed. 2. Read aloud. Read the document, read your writing aloud. This method may sound unconventional, but it's highly effective. Reading aloud forces you to slow down and engage with every word. Step 3. Focus on one error type at a time. Don't try to catch everything at once. Instead, focus on one type of error in each pass. For instance, check all instances of there versus there and there in one go. That is to say, T-H-E-R-E or T-H-E-I-R, and of course, T-H-E-Y apostrophe R-E. Now, if you know that you're prone to make this type of mistake, then when you start your proofreading, go ahead and maybe do a control F, you know, search for these words specifically and check them all at the same time. Or this happens to me, sometimes I'll notice like, gee, I made this kind of mistake, you know, in this paragraph. I wonder if I made that same mistake before or after. I'll note where I am, you know, in the text, and then I'll do control F or whatever I need to do and check it out if I've made this mistake in other places. And sometimes I have. And so by catching it one time, now I fixed all of those errors, and now I can just continue on. Or, of course, you could just write it down and then later do that. That's fine, too. Step 4. Use technology wisely. Proofreading software can be your best friend. There are tools like Grammarly and Spellcheck, of course, can assist in catching common errors. Just don't rely solely on them. But one of my pet peeves is when people, especially my university students, don't use Spellcheck. I admit that in the last maybe 20 years, my spelling, I think, has gotten a lot worse because of Spellcheck. You know, I don't need to know how to spell things exactly like I did when I was a little kid. But whether you're a native English speaker or not, you get the same red line under that word that is misspelled or possibly misspelled. Sometimes, especially legal terms, or if it's a foreign language, it might not know that, nope, this is the actual correct spelling. And so make sure that you do know that. You know, of course, you can add it to the dictionary usually. But if there's that red squiggly line under a lot of your text, that's a big problem. Make sure that you verify that it is spelled correctly or fix it. Don't leave that dangling. Step 5, the classic backward reading. Try reading your document backward, from the end to the beginning. It may sound strange, but it helps you focus on each word independently. Catching typographical and grammatical errors. Typographical and grammatical errors can be particularly tricky. For non-native English speakers, homophones like there, and there, or it's and its, or affect and affect, can be a challenge. And the spell check doesn't really work. Sometimes the grammar check will, but they're not spelled incorrectly. It's just the wrong word. So pay attention to those, especially if you've noticed that you've made that mistake before. When proofreading, pay close attention to those often missed areas. Remember, perfection is the goal. A flawless legal document not only reflects professionalism, but also ensures that your message is crystal clear. Avoiding legal pitfalls. In this section, we'll dive into a crucial aspect of perfecting your legal writing, avoiding legal pitfalls. Legal documents are not just words on paper. They have the power to create or resolve disputes, divine rights, and obligations, and shape the course of legal matters. Poorly edited documents can lead to various legal issues. Let's go through a few of them. Ambiguity. Ambiguity is a key concern. A poorly edited document can lead to multiple interpretations, causing confusion and potentially costly legal disputes. You might be familiar with the chicken case, I've talked about it before, but the buyer thinks it's buying one type of chicken, the seller thinks it's selling a different type of chicken, because of the ambiguous term used, chicken. So you want to avoid those potential pitfalls. Misplaced or missing commas. Seemingly minor issues like misplaced or missing commas can alter the meaning of a sentence and affect the intent of a contract or agreement. In fact, this often happens with statutes. So a state legislature, for example, passes a new statute, But then there's litigation. Wait a second, there is no comma there. That means it means this, or no, there is a comma, which means it's something else. And often the intent of the legislature might get lost. Even though a lot of the members of the legislature might be lawyers, unfortunately, a lot of statutes end up being poorly drafted, and they can be ambiguous. Inconsistent terminology. Inconsistent terminology can make a document difficult to follow. Legal documents should use standardized terms consistently. We've talked about this earlier. Proper editing isn't just about catching typos. It's about preventing misunderstandings, disputes, and costly legal battles. It's the key to ensuring that your legal documents reflect the precise intent of the parties involved. It's clear that effective editing and proofreading can be the line between success and costly legal disputes. A single comma, a missing word, or inconsistent language can change the entire meaning of a document. Stay tuned for the final section, where I'll sum up today's discussion and offer a final piece of advice to keep you on the path to perfecting your legal writing. Conclusion. As we wrap up today's episode, let's summarize the key takeaways. Editing and proofreading are vital in legal writing to ensure clarity, accuracy, and professionalism. Common legal writing mistakes can lead to misunderstandings and legal issues. Effective editing involves a structured approach, clear goals, and the right environment. Proofreading skills are essential for catching typographical and grammatical errors. Avoiding legal pitfalls saves time, money, and your professional reputation. Regular practice is essential for perfecting your legal writing skills. Now, I encourage all of my listeners to apply the tips discussed in this episode to enhance your own legal writing skills. The path to becoming a proficient legal writer is marked by attention to detail, regular practice, and a commitment to lifelong learning. In the legal profession, clarity and precision matter. Your legal documents play a crucial role in ensuring the rights and responsibilities of all parties involved. Commit to writing error-free legal documents to uphold the standards of professionalism and integrity in your practice. What questions do you have about today's episode? You can post those questions or any comments on the show notes. This is a great way to practice and improve your legal English skills. You can go to the website forlegalenglish.com. You can check out our blog articles and show notes for this episode, and check out the episode quizzes. It'd be fantastic if you could subscribe and give us a review. If you could leave us 5 stars and a nice comment, it would really help the algorithm and other people to find our podcast. If you leave a great review, I might even read it on the air. So start writing. The 4 Legal English podcast is adjourned. Don't miss the next docket call.